This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Make sure you text to Birch Gold 989898. Text my name, Kate. Get some really good free advice on what you should do with everything hanging out there. Your IRAs, your savings, just kind of sitting there in the bank. I know you're a little worried about it. You should be a lot worried about it because they will put in digital currency when we're not expecting it, I do feel. And as a student of history, I feel like they're going to have to. Make sure and text Birch Gold 989898. And we seem to be under this thing that whenever a scientist says something, we must believe it. And so you have a really funny story. Will you share this, Melissa?
Sure. There were three writers. One is a mathematician. One is a professor of philosophy. And the other one is the editor of a magazine, of a journal. And they're kind of disgusted with the political correctness, identity politics, and the kind of victim studies stuff that's going on in academia right now. Mm-hmm. So what the three of these did, these people did together, they concocted totally fabricated articles and submitted them to journals, academic journals. Okay, so here's one of them. They had, in total, they had seven journals publish their stuff. Mm-hmm. Different articles. So here's one of them. In April, in the journal Fat Studies, which by itself is pretty hilarious, there's an actual academic journal called Fat Studies. They wrote an article that claimed that bodybuilding is fat exclusionary and proposes a new classification termed fat bodybuilding as fat inclusive politicized performance. So the editor now that these papers have been revealed as hoaxes and frauds, mm-hmm. deliberately submitted to them, the editor, Esther Rothblum, said the paper had gone through peer review, uh-huh. and the author signed a copyright for verifying the authorship. So they were putting fake names on this, just making up stuff, just writing. It sounds like something I would have done in high school, actually, make up a totally fabricated, nonsensical thing. So now they're going to take it off their website for their journal because it's a hoax. That was one.
Okay.
A second paper for the Journal of Poetry Therapy describes monthly feminist spiritual meetings complete with a womb room and discusses six poems, which the one author generated by like an AI algorithm. Right.
Wow.
And so the editor of this magazine said, hey, this article went through blind peer review and revisions before we accepted it. But he didn't bother to verify the author's identity. So
okay.
So now he's all sad because it's taken us years to build credibility
right.
for our journal.
And the Mein Kampf one, which one was that?
Okay, there was another one, another article. Mm-hmm. Titled Our Struggle is My Struggle, keeping focus on that, my struggle. Uh-huh. Solidarity Feminism as an Intersectional Reply to Neoliberal and Choice Feminism. The second portion of their paper was essentially a rewrite of a chapter from Mein Kampf.
Sorry.
They submitted it. Yeah, here's another one. In a paper that was published in Gender, Place, and Culture, written by the fictitious Helen Wilson, mm-hmm. claimed to have an impressive amount of data regarding her observations of canine sexual aggression at dog parks. And so what she claimed, the fictional author claimed to have spent 100 hours in three dog parks where she made note of how many times one dog tried to hump another. And if it was a male on male, then she noticed that the owners were quick to pull the dogs apart. But if it was male on female, they didn't. And this represented the owner's internalized homophobia and willingness to overlook female victims of sexual assault.
You have just got to be kidding me.
What?
You've got to be kidding me. Oh, my gosh.
Why would I lie about this? This whole thing is just a fabrication. Maybe the whole article is a fabrication
Once we realized that scientists could be bought, we should have been taking these to task. Oh, my gosh. I'm dying laughing on these. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.